Today's November 14, 2006. The time is currently 19:58 hours. Detective Scott Peterson, identification number 2238. I'm speaking with the emergency medical technician employed by AMR. Earlier this evening, did you respond to a gunshot victim at? Who are you partnered up with this evening? And what unit were you guys working with?
452.
Okay. At approximately, were you the driver or the passenger?
I was the passenger.
Okay. At approximately what time did you and Heather receive this call?
You know, I don't remember what the time was. Heather wrote down the times and...
That's okay. Where were you and Heather when you received the call?
We were at Borders on...
The Borders Books here in
Borders
Thousand Oaks?
Borders Bookstore in Thousand Oaks.
Okay.
Off of Moore Park Road, and I don't forget that little street right there.
Now, when you received the call, do you remember what kind of information was broadcast to you by the dispatcher?
It was the address. And they said it was a gunshot wound, GSW. And then the units that we were responding with, which I did not hear at the time. I knew it was Squad 31, and I'm not sure what engine it was.
So I take it you guys got this information over your walkie-talkie?
Over the radios, yeah.
Okay. So after receiving this information, I would assume you went out to your ambulance and you and Heather responded.
Yes.
And again, she was the driver and you were the
passenger.
She
was the driver, I was the passenger. I grabbed a map, mapped her into the address. We got on the freeway, exited at Rancho, and drove, made a left on Los Feliz.
Hold on for a minute. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
Okay, so you told me the route that you responded to. Do you happen to have an idea approximately what time you guys arrived?
I would estimate maybe 4 to 5 minutes after we received the call.
Excuse me for this moment. I'm going to keep this running.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm at the hospital. The victim is being taken into surgery. He's not doing exceptionally well. He's there to call me CPR. And I'm talking to the paramedics.
Let me
stop
it real quick before
if I do
handle that.
Dan Ross is here and he's working on that for me. As soon as I get done with this interview, I'll okay.
Sorry about that again.
Quite all right.
Upon arrival,
we...
What did you guys do? What did you do specifically?
We pulled up. I saw that there was activity on our left side near a white pickup truck.
Hold on for a minute. Go ahead. Negative. I'm doing an interview. I'll get back in touch. Okay. Where did Heather park the ambulance?
We parked near the incident at the end of the roundabout on the left side behind a deputy's car.
Where was this incident taking place? A residential area, apartment complex?
It was in the parking lot area of an apartment complex near a main driveway.
Okay. So the vehicle's parked. Now go ahead and tell me what you...
We pull up. I see activity on our left near a white pickup truck. I see fire department personnel giving care to a patient who is lying supine on the ground. I see
supine means?
Supine laying flat on his back.
Okay.
As we approached, the victim or the patient was, his head was toward, or his head was away from the building. I think that would be west.
Okay.
Southwest, I guess. They were in the process of intubating him.
Who's
no CPR.
Dead?
They've intubated kind of paramedics from Squad 31.
Okay.
And I believe it was Nick, the paramedic on the squad.
Nick.
Was in the process of intubating the patient. No CPR was in progress. They said he had a pulse and a blood pressure.
Let me stop you right there.
Sure.
When you walked up on the gunshot victim, How was he dressed?
There was no shirt. His pants had been cut open from his legs to his thighs, or to his waist.
Okay.
Patient was appeared to be 30-some years old, early 30s, male. I would approximate maybe 5'7", 150 pounds maybe,
okay.
Tattooed from his neck down to his waist. As I said, the jeans were cut open, no t-shirt.
What about footwear?
Footwear I did not notice.
Okay. So the paramedics are working on him from the Ventura County Fire Department.
Yes.
What do you do?
There's enough people around him. I didn't want to get involved in making it too crowded. My partner approached the patient from his left side and starts attempting an IV.
Now, she's on the left side. What side are you on the victim?
I am behind the...
Are you on his right side or left side?
I'm at his head, probably 5 to 6 feet away from him.
So Heather goes over to the left side of the victim. What is she doing?
She is immediately starting to attempt an IV, IV access. On his left arm, there's a paramedic on his right arm attempting IV access. The paramedic, Nick, has finished intubating and is securing the intubation tube.
Let me stop you right there.
Sure.
Did you notice any wounds on the victim?
I did notice one gunshot wound to his upper right chest area below the clavicle.
Okay.
And it was bleeding. It was minor bleeding.
Okay. Now, was the victim conscious or unconscious?
The victim was unconscious and unresponsive.
Okay.
His eyes were open, and he was not moving at all.
Okay. So the fire paramedic and Heather, your partner, are doing the IVs. What happens next?
He's been intubated. IV attempts happen for, I would say, 2 to 3 minutes. IV is established. Heather's IV is established. The IV on the right did not get established.
Okay.
After the IVs are established, and he is put in a cervical collar.
Who put that on him? Fire?
I believe it was fire. I did not see who put it on him, but
okay.
I was getting the backboard ready.
Okay.
And had a headbed to secure the head to the backboard. I was standing back, giving everybody plenty of room. I guess after the IVs are established, they want to move him pretty quick. They roll him onto his right side.
The fire personnel?
Yes, the fire personnel, including my partner, Heather, to visualize the back to see if there are any exit wounds or any further wounds on the back.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did get a view of the back, and from what I heard them say, there were no wounds visible on the back. They rolled him back onto the ground, the fire personnel and my partner.
Onto his back?
Onto his back, yes, to the same position. The backboard is positioned straight down toward his head. He's lifted up, and he and the backboard are both moved into place to come together. He
okay.
was moved up toward the backboard was moved down toward the patient. At that time, I put the headbed on the board to secure his head onto the backboard.
Mm-hmm.
I tape it down with the tape that's provided, and we start strapping him on the backboard. Making sure, you know, whatever equipment is needed is not getting in the way, you know, IV lines and such. At that point, after we had secured the patient onto the backboard, I stepped back to hold onto the gurney to wheel that into place. Firefighters lift the backboard. We did a similar movement where the backboard comes to the gurney and the gurney goes toward the backboard and we meet in the middle.
So he's placed onto the gurney.
Placed onto the gurney.
Let me stop you there real quick.
Sure.
Heather was telling me at some point the gunshot victim's pants had been were being moved, and when the pants were being moved, something was seen. Do you remember that?
I absolutely remember that. I handed Heather my trauma shears. She started cutting the pants further.
This is before he was placed on the backboard?
Before he was placed on the backboard, after the IV has been established.
Okay. So she finishes cutting the pants off?
She finishes cutting the pants off to visualize the pelvis and the upper legs. I don't know at what point or who notices the weapon, but somebody says, "Deputy, there's a weapon here. There's a gun here."
Did you see it?
I look. I see a appeared to be a Glock, semi-automatic, black pistol.
Is it in a firing position or is the slide locked back?
It is in a firing position.
Okay. Where's the gun located?
The gun is by his right leg. It looked to be in the middle of the cut open pants. I'm not sure how it got there. I didn't see it exactly when the fire department personnel saw it.
When you say the gun's by his right leg, is it between his right and left leg? Is it on the right side of his right leg? How was it positioned?
It was on the right side of his right leg, and I believe it was facing grip up toward the head, like so it was the upside down to his body, pointing outward from the body.
The handle was pointing out? The grip was pointing out?
The grip was pointing upward, and the muzzle was pointing out away from the leg.
Okay. When you saw the gun, what did you do? Or when you were told about this and you observed the fact that there was a gun, what did you do?
I didn't do anything. I made room for the deputy that walked in to secure the weapon. Deputy walked in. I didn't see him secure the weapon. I was busy. At that point, that's when I was getting the backboard ready. Apparently, deputy secured the weapon and took it away from the body.
Okay. Once the gunshot victim is placed on the backboard and onto the gurney, I take it he's placed inside your ambulance?
Yes.
And I take it once he's placed inside your ambulance, he's transported here to Los Robles ER?
Yes.
Now, are you the driver coming here or the passenger?
I am the driver.
You're the driver.
Yes.
How did you respond to the hospital?
Did
you respond regular driving or code 3 lights and sirens?
Code 3 lights and sirens.
Okay. Who was in the back of the ambulance treating the gunshot victim?
My partner. The Ventura County Fire Department. And Jeff, I don't know his last name, also on squad 31 paramedic.
Firefighter paramedic.
Okay.
At any time at the scene, did the gunshot victim ever regain consciousness?
Not at all.
Do you know if he ever regained consciousness in the back of the ambulance during transport?
I do not know, and I don't believe so.
Did you ever, seems like a stupid question, but at any time, did the suspect make any statements, the gunshot victim?
Oh, absolutely not.
Not. Upon arrival to the hospital, what were your actions?
I pull into the emergency bay in the ambulance, exit, walk around to the back, open the doors, and wait for them to clean up wires, IV tubing, get the BVM ready so we can exit the patient from the back on the gurney. Once that was done, we pulled the patient out on the gurney and rolled him into the ER and placed him into, I believe it was room 6.
And at that point, the hospital staff takes over medical care?
Yes. We positioned the gurney next to the bed, unlatched all straps that were part of the gurney itself, moved the backboard over, and at that point I exited the room with the gurney and did not have any further contact with the patient.
Is there anything I haven't asked you think I should know? Or I failed, or that you remember that I failed to ask?
I remember that it was mentioned there were 4 gunshots and two shots had hit him, was believed, one to the right shoulder. Or upper chest, and one to a finger, which I'm not sure which finger that was.
Do you remember who you overheard that information from?
I believe it was either my partner or one of the other two paramedics. It was as we walked into the ER, and I believe it was my partner, Heather.
Okay. Anything else?
Nothing that I can remember at this time.
Okay.